Eric, there you are. When you said meet me at the tide pool on the west side of the castle, I never imagined there would be so many to choose from. And this one's hard to find, too, surrounded by boulders and palm trees. It's such a cozy little place. Just think what Sebastian would have to say about this. The two of us meeting up unchaperoned.
Just what you think you're doing, young lady. I will have to tell your father about this.
Oh, don't worry. I ditched him. I made sure of it. He's off on a wild seagull chase with Scuttle. There's no way he'll find us in this secluded little tide pool. So, what have you been up to lately? Any special princely duties I should know about? Me? Oh, nothing special. I'm supposed to have rehearsal with my sisters this afternoon, but with any luck, Sebastian will be away and I'll be able to get out of it. It's just so boring. We sing the same things over and over and over, and Aquata is constantly trying to steal every solo. I just wish we could do something different for a change. Have an adventure. But everyone else seems perfectly content with the way things are. I just don't understand them. You're different, though. You understand me. It's true. And it's not just because you're a human, either. You're perfect. Oh, don't be embarrassed. I'm just telling you the way I see it. You know, the other night, in the lagoon, I really thought you were going to kiss me. Until the boat turned over, that is. You were? Maybe we could try again. When? Well, what's wrong with right now? You're scared of what my father might do. Oh, don't worry. He won't find out. And if he does, well, I'll handle it. King Triton isn't actually all that scary. Oh, so you do want to kiss me? Well, good. See, that wasn't all that scary, was it? I think we may have to try it again to be sure, though. I think this kissing thing might be pretty okay after all. Here, put your hands around my waist. Oh, you like my tail? Well, thank you. I grew it myself, you know. There. Isn't that better? Nice and cozy, pressed together. You're so handsome. So strong and rugged. I mean, look at these muscles. Do you think I could show you something? Yeah? Well, let me just untie these seashells. What? Don't be such a guppy. No one's gonna catch us. Here. Let me just take this off. Well, what do you think? Thank you. Do you think they're as good as my sisters? Better. Wow. Thank you. They're not as big as Atina's. Hers are huge. The mermen positively flock to her. Mine are just a handful. Oh, you like them that way? Nice and perky? Stop. I'm blushing. Do you want to see if they're actually a handful? Seems like a pretty good fit to me. It feels nice to have your hands wrapped around my breasts. Especially when you rub them like that. And pinch my nipples. And twist them between your fingers. Well, now, since I've showed you something, I think it's only fair for you to show me something in return. Oh, you're getting cold fins now, are you? Come on, unbutton those trousers. Oh my, it's so. Well, you know I have a problem with words sometimes. I don't know what to say. Can I touch it? Oh, it's so soft. Human skin is so warm and supple. It's oh so different from my tail. Do you like when I do this? Stroke my hand up and down, nice and slow, like this. Can I suck on it? Oh, come on. Don't be shocked. I'm not as naive as you seem to think I am. I know I've never done this before, but right now seems a good enough time to start. So can I? Okay. So I put my mouth on the tip like this, and I lick. Should I suck? Just relax. Shh. I want to make you feel good. That's it, sweetheart. Feel how hard you're getting? You want me to go deeper? Do you want to come for me? You do? Okay, I'll keep going. That's it. Come for me. Come for your favorite little mermaid. Come for me.
Oh, that's so messy. I had no idea that human men were so creamy.
Thank you. That was fun, wasn't it? Maybe we can try it again sometime soon. But first I have to get back to Atlantica before Daddy and Sebastian realize I'm gone. See you soon, sweetheart.